Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, the little surprise I got in my email box yesterday and today informs me that today is International Celebrate Bisexuality Day. Now, we don't often talk about bisexuality on the program. It's a bit like some of the other bits of our alphabet soup. We don't give it enough time. I didn't even realize there was such a thing as Celebrate Bisexuality Day. So my next guest is going to tell us a little bit about it. And from Bisexual Alliance Victoria, joining us along the line now, we have James Dominguez. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm very well. How can we celebrate bisexuality today? Apart from the obvious.
This isn't sort of our little event. This is an event that was started in the US a few years ago. And to be honest, I didn't know a lot about it either. One of our members said, hey, it's International Bisexuality Day next week. We should do something about it. And we said, okay.
And you got landed with the doing.
No, well, we're going to have a little dinner that has turned into a very large dinner. So that's our little way of doing it with our little Melbourne bisexual community. But it's a good thing to have.
Well, bisexuality tends to be, as I hinted in my opening there, one of the kind of forgotten letters in the GLBTIQ, however many we're putting on the list these days.
Yes. Yeah, bisexual invisibility is a problem that one of the things that we try to address in By Victoria, which was the previous group, which is now sadly folded as an incorporated body, and the By Alliance, the new body formed by some of the same people, and
you also get a certain amount of cold shouldering from the gay community too, don't you?
I mean,
you didn't get too good a reception at Pride this last time out, did you? There was a bit of catcalling and that going on.
I don't think there was actually an official bi presence at Pride last year. I actually marched with Polyvic, which is sort of a related organisation, has a lot of crossover, some of the same people in it. But the year before, there was a little bit of catcalling, a bit of get off the fence, make up your mind stuff from the crowd, which is disappointing. But to be honest, we tend to get that a little bit every year, so we've pretty much gotten used to it. Although it's still disappointing when it happens.
But, it's because I think people don't understand what bisexuality is, in the sense that it's not a question of you are continuously bisexual all the time kind of thing, is it? It's you are what you are when you're with who you're with, is the way I heard one person put it.
Yeah, well, it really depends. There are different ways of being bisexual as well. There are different ways of approaching it. But the fact is, if you are a monogamous bisexual, and there are plenty of monogamous bisexuals out there, if you're with a same-sex partner, you're assumed to be gay, and sometimes it's just not worth the effort to correct the assumption. And if you're with an opposite sex partner, you're assumed to be straight. And
it's kind of easier to let it ride.
In a lot of cases, it is just a lot of people just find it to be like, oh, I can have this conversation, or I can just go, okay, fair enough.
Well, it's a bit like if you're gay, you're forever having to come out.
Yeah.
And I guess you have the same problem in a sense.
Yeah, and there is part of the problem as well with bisexuality. I mean, the gay community has a very strong presence and a strong identity, and they have events and celebrations, and it's all very well these days, at least, it's all very positive and affirming, and it's all about being seen and being accepted as a real person for who you are, and that's fantastic.
And we have fantastic symbols like the rainbow flag, for example.
Yes, and the bisexuality just it doesn't. a friend of mine has described organising bisexual events is herding cats. It's funny.
Well, I don't know. You always hear that about organisations. I used to work for Mensa, and we used to say the same thing about our membership.
Yes, but I think...
Maybe you need a symbol. Maybe you need a flag. Maybe you need to have all these visible things, a pin you could wear or whatever. Yes. I mean, how about that Chinese yin-yang thing, you know, the black with the black and white thing?
Yes, about 5 years ago, I designed myself a tattoo to celebrate my own sexuality, which is the symbol for infinity, the sort of number 8 turned on its side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the one. The Mobius strip.
With the masculine arrow off one of the halves of the mm-hmm. infinity symbol, and so the Venus and Mars symbols joined in infinity. You know, sort of. And a lot of people I've shown it off to a lot of people. And a lot of people take because I'm friends with Sally Goldner, and when she saw the symbol, she said, "Oh, it's like gender. It's the spectrum of gender, the non-binary sort of gender spectrum that you know trans people are trying to make you know more visible." And and other people have seen it as it's about you know relationships and fluidity, and I like the fact that it's just sort of it's about how sort of gender without genders without necessarily limits or boxes, because that's one of the problems with bisexuality is that a lot of people are actually more comfortable identifying as gay or straight. Like you get you know, a lot of, for example, bisexual men are quite happily married, legally married to women, and they're happy to go off and seek their bit on the side, and that works for them, you know. And they're happy with that arrangement, but of course, it gives it's not a very sort of positive image for those who.
And it's not very fair on the partners.
See that's how bisexuals are. Yes. Because the fact is, this is one of the reasons that bisexuals are so hard to organise, is that we're very, very different people. And almost as sort of part of who we are is the fact that we are sort of independent and have our own ideas about how to do things. It's certainly hard. There isn't sort of a... I mean, there's no typical... sort of gay man or a typical lesbian, but there is sort of, I suppose...
Oh, no, well, I mean, the problem, and I think it's the same problem that everybody faces, is that in point of fact, nobody wants to be separate, nobody wants to be singled out. We all want to be part of a big, diverse family, if
yeah,
I can put it
right.
that way. But unfortunately, in order to get to that point, you have to stand up and say, I am gay, or I am bi, or I am trans, or I am whatever I am, in order to be counted, in order to be noticed at all. Otherwise, you get completely overlooked.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's one of those horrid paradoxes that we're in the midst of, as a society, working our way through, I think.
Yes, I think so too. And one of the dreams that we have, and people like Sally Goldner with her trans activism as well, is that one day that kind of activism and that kind of, you know, that kind of club and support network won't be necessary. You know, one day people will just be accepted as people, and actually needing to say, actually, I'm a person too, and I do exist, and I am real, won't be necessary.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's hope we're moving a little bit nearer to it. Until that time, happy Celebrate Bisexuality Day, and I hope you have a good dinner.
Yes.
All right.
I'm sure it'll be great.
Thanks for joining us this morning, James.
Thank you very much.
That was James Dominguez there from the Bisexual Alliance of Victoria. Which I didn't realise is a new group replacing BiVic, which used to exist. The changing of the guard, the changing of the hats. Everything old is new again.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.